see. Okay. So, hi. My name is Nicole Carlson, and I am a money mindset and manifestation coach. I help people get to 50K in their business, and I also help them in their relationships. I help them manifest their soulmates and create those soulmate relationships. So, when you are on, say hi. Let me know that you can hear me and see me. And we are going to get started. So this is going to be a three-part series. And today is day one. Is that Phil? Okay. Who all is on? BP Fitness is on Instagram. Welcome. Okay. First thing I want you guys to do is I want you to set an intention. What do you want to manifest this month as far as money? Type that into the comments. Leona is here. So excited to see you. Leona and I are going to spend the day together. Pretty much. So I wanted to just clarify one thing. I teach two different three-day courses on money. And one of them, I focus mostly on strategy and high-ticket sales, right? Because that's what I teach. But the other one, I teach on actually moving you into action, right? The money mindset, removing your blocks, actually getting you to take action. And this is that one. This is the second one. So, who else is on Facebook? Say hi. Let me know when you're here. I know somebody's on here. Don't be a silent lurker. So type into the comments, how much do you want to make this month? Right? How much do you want to manifest? And I really believe in having a path to wealth. And that's why I primarily focus on teaching people who have businesses. Because a lot of times, if you don't have a business or if you don't believe that there's a path to wealth, right? Say you're working a minimal wage job and you're, you know, not making ends meet. You're not going to believe that you can manifest money. You have to have a path there. And so that's why I really focus on coaching business owners, right? And you're taking the action. I can't say I have a money amount per se, but my focus is on getting enough money to comfortably move out of my ex's house. I love that. That is a start. So we're going to talk about that, right? We're going to talk about so many things. Phil is here. Who else is here? Say hi. I know that I think 35 people signed up to be on here live. Monetarily, that means roughly 8K just to move out. Yes. Okay. Okay. Awesome. And that is doable. That is doable for sure. So who am I? Why should you be listening to me? Hi, Dendra Chavez Photography. Hi, how are you? So I am a money mindset manifestation coach. I was homeless about over 10 years ago now and eating out of dumpsters, but I was homeless out of choice. Long term, that means increasing my income by two. Okay. All right. And do you have a business or do you have a job? So I was homeless, but I was homeless by choice. I actually, in my 20s, I married a man that when we started out together, we did not have a lot of money. We did not have a lot of money. And then we built up more and more money. And the more money we had, the more we grew apart. And though these things were not related, they were related in my head. And because they were related in my head, I grew increasingly angry at money. And, of course, men, right? One specific man, my now ex-husband. And I just had so much anger and resentment that I left multiple six figures to go and be homeless and eat out of dumpsters. Now, when I say this, I know that probably none of you are like can really relate to the homeless eating out of dumpsters and choosing that, and that's where you are right now, right? That's it may have been in your past, but like that's not where you are. But when I say this, I want you to notice how are you sabotaging money? How are you sabotaging your relationship with money, right? And when I did this very consciously, but there was a lot of unconscious decision behind me deciding to be homeless, right? I did this as a big fuck you to money. I don't care. I don't need you, right? And just leaving it all behind and proving to money that I didn't need money and that I could do without it, right? Yes, and if I remember rightly, some were dumpsters and yeah. Yeah, that's where I was homeless, in England. In England, yes. Phil knows my story. So I had a lot of subconscious things that I didn't really know or understand at the time. I was just angry and resentful. So now, fast forward, I guess, I don't know if it's like a new chapter or you just get a new video out, fast forward. Over 10 years later, I am building a seven-figure business, right? But I had so much resistance to that, right? Next time, call me. I can show you where the best dumpsters are. You don't dumpster dive, though. But okay, Phil. All right. I'll call you. I had so much resistance to my, you know, making money in my business. It is one thing to make money from a job. You know, go to that job, go to that business, clock in, get your paycheck. It is another thing to create a business, especially a business from who you are, your message, your soul, what you're supposed to be doing, right? And creating money from that holds a lot of worthiness issues. That holds a lot of, it's a lot harder because you have to work through a lot more mental issues. And I'm not saying you don't in a, you know, working a job or working corporate, but it's not as easily visible as it is when you're building a business, right? It really is not. And you definitely can argue with me on that point. But that's just the way I feel about it. So I want to talk about healing. Hey, Jim Army. I want to talk about healing our money things. Because we talk about money blocks, and we talk about money mindset, and we talk about healing our money, our relationship with money, and I want to just give you a perspective on that you may not have had before, right? So healing is needed when you have any thought, any belief, or any action that does not correspond to the result that you want. Okay? That means you need healing. If you have any thought, any belief, or you're taking any action that does not correspond to the result that you want. So if you're procrastinating, you need healing. But healing work needs to be done. And if you think about this on a very like physical body sense, right? If you are not eating the right foods for your body, if you're not showing up in the gym, if you are afraid to show up in the gym because you've been injured before, like all of these are signs that you need to be healed emotionally, maybe physically, right? So think about the thoughts that you're thinking. What thoughts do not allow you to create for Leona 8K this month? What thoughts do not allow you to create 20K in your business? What thoughts or beliefs do not allow you to create 50K in your business? I have a PhD in procrastination. Yeah, you need to be here, which you are. So good job there. And you are on time. You are the first one. So your belief that you have a PhD in procrastination means that you need healing work around that. Who else? Come on. Come on. You guys want money. You want wealth. You say that. But I need to see some answers. What thoughts, what beliefs do you have? What actions are you taking that does not allow you to create the money that you want to create in your life? So one of the big things for me was that I had, after I healed my body, you guys kind of probably know the story where I was, had chronic pain for 4 years. Right, and I was in bed last year. I could not sit for 5 minutes. I would not be doing this Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and YouTube Live sitting because I would be in so much pain, right? So I had this right after I healed myself. I'll start at procrastination here. Yeah, that means there needs to be healing work around that, right? Procrastination is a huge money block. Thank you, Jim. Huge, huge money block. And we think that it's like, we justify it. We think that procrastination is, this is just who I am. 100% no. No. You are supposed to be wealthy. If you're here on this live or they're on the replay, you are supposed to be wealthy. You know it. You're, whatever that word means to you, right? I define it as making 50K months in your business if you're a coach, because that is logically, that's super easy to do, right? Anxiety is an issue I am working through. Okay, yes. So after I, anxiety is a huge one, right? So that means you need healing around that. I grew up being told I would never amount to anything and watched money go down the drain by adults around me via gambling, drugs, alcoholism, etc. So I never saw proper money management. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's huge. That means you need healing around that. And if you, any of you need, I think most of you have my healing video, but if you need that, DM me after healing video or healing and I'll send it over to you. Because that's really like the first step. But after I healed myself, what happened was I had, hi Erica, hi, I had a lot of like chronic fatigue left over from that, you know, being in bed for over, you know, over a year. And with all that pain, I had a lot of chronic fatigue. That chronic fatigue, I needed to do healing around that. That chronic fatigue was keeping me from making money in my business. And I want you guys to look at, because your body, your subconscious is giving you chronic fatigue, is giving you health issues as a money block. That is, it is health issues, but it, if you go down to the root, that is, you need to heal your money blocks. You need to heal your money mindset, because then that will heal your body. That will heal your anxiety. That will heal your chronic fatigue. That will heal your even depression, right? I think I'm afraid to amass financial abundance because I'm afraid I won't be responsible with it. Yeah. So these things, these beliefs that are coming up, you've got to nip that. You've got to say absolutely that this is not true, right? Healing video, please. Oh, I love you, Carolyn. All right. Okay. I'm just going to drop that into the comments real quick here in, so you guys can grab that too. Anything that is blocking you from making money, right? Asking for more money at work if you're in, you know, at a job, at corporate, getting another corporate job that will give you more financial freedom and more time. I guarantee you your beliefs about not moving up in the corporate world, they are not true. There is a better job that will give you more flexibility, more money, and is exactly what you're looking for. Better than where you're at. So stop telling yourself that lie that you need to stay at this job, right? Stop telling yourself that this lie that you need to lower your prices, you coaches, that you need to lower your prices so more people can afford you. 100%, that's not the problem. That is not the problem. You are worthy of more. You are worthy of that better paying job, that corporate job that pays you more. You are worthy of those high ticket clients. You are worthy of more. And when I say that, it means nothing. You know that already. So unless we dive into what that actually means and how to turn that into a tangible result for you, saying, I am a queen, I am worthy, it doesn't fucking mean anything. Right? We all know this stuff. But are you making more money? I want you guys to be really open, because a lot of the things that I'm saying on the surface level, you all know, you all have heard. But unless you know how to apply this, unless you are making the money that you know your soul is demanding you to make. And yes, your soul is demanding that you make more money, because money is spiritual. Money is spiritual. How does that feel when I say that? And we think that money isn't spiritual, loving money isn't spiritual. We think that it isn't. But your relationship with money is about you. It's about your soul. It's about you showing up into the world. It's about you giving back to the world. It's about the work that you're able to do in the world. Your relationship with money needs to be healed. We need to say, yes, I love money. And not just be like, oh no, it's not about the money. We always caveat this. We always say, oh no, no, no. I want to help people. It's not about the money. It 100% is about the money. Because money is about our relationship to ourselves. Our soul wants money, not out of greed, but because that's what we need to thrive. Our soul wants health, not out of greed, but because that's what we need to thrive in this world. Are you guys getting this? Our soul wants love and relationships, friendships, to be around people, to be with our soulmate, because that's what we need to thrive. Everything comes down to you feeding your soul. How much money you make in this world comes to you feeding your soul. If you are not happy, that's going to cap your income. Okay? Okay? Makes perfect sense, right? If you are not happy, that's going to cap your income. Who has felt anxiety, depression, and then you feel like you can't really show up for money? You can't really handle your finances. You can't really, you call in sick to your job. Like, these are money blocks, people. Money blocks, right? All of these soul issues. You guys are, who has anxiety? Who has depression? And I'm not saying, are you a depressed person? Right? I'm not saying, do you have, like, we already know we're high achievers, right? I'm saying, like, do you have anxiety? Right? Do you have depression? Do you have procrastination? All of these things. It's about the money. Money is good. It can help me help others. Yeah. Yeah. So these things are soul issues. If your soul is not happy, if your soul is not thriving, and I don't mean just, okay, you've got to be following your purpose. This is bigger than your purpose. This is about you feeding your soul daily. This is about you nurturing your soul. What do you need? You need to go laugh. You need to go for a walk. You need to go be around people. You need to quit your job and find a job that you absolutely love. Right? This is about you connecting with your soul. And one of the other things is we try to put money first. We're like, okay, I'm going to fix this money situation. I'm all in. I'm going to do my manifestations. I'm going to write out 50 times. What is the 555? Is it 555? What's that manifestation thing? I know I teach manifestation, but I don't believe in this. But you know how you write out what you want, like 55 times? I don't know. Every night for 5 days or something. I don't know what it is, right? You're going to go all in. You're going to, you know, do what it takes to finally master you. Yeah, but that comes from you saying yes to your soul, right? It may not make sense the direction that your soul is taking you to get more money. But if you're not feeding your soul, if you're not consistently saying yes to your soul, then you're just going to be chasing money. So healing, everyone needs healing. If you have any thought, any belief, or any action that is not giving you the result that you want. So a lot of times, we think, and I'm going to use some, how many coaches do we have in, or entrepreneurs? Type in entrepreneur, oh, it's kind of a long word. Type in one if you're an entrepreneur. Type in two if you're an entrepreneur coach. Type in three if you have a business, if you go to a job, a corporate or something else. Type in one, entrepreneur, two, coach, which is an entrepreneur, 3 work for somebody else. Because I just want to see where we're all at. How many people are on here? I know there's 6. Leona, Phil, Carolyn, Jessica. We have 2 silent lurkers on Facebook. Okay, Phil, 1 entrepreneur. It was like, okay. 2 healer, coach, yes. Leona, 3 job, yes. Okay, got it. Yes. Right? So I'm going to give some, you guys have been on Facebook enough to know, like, some of the coaching problems. So, like, a lot of times we think that, oh, Dendra, 3 and 1 on the side. Awesome. Okay. So, a lot of oh, Steve. There you are. Finally. Okay. Who's that? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's everybody. Okay. So, a lot of times we think that we... Okay. Oh, 3. Jim. Okay, cool. A lot of times we think that, you know, to make more money in our business, we need to find people who can afford us. Right? Find people who can afford us. Or we need to, hello, hi. We need to find people who, or I need to find more leads. This is a common one, right? That belief means you need healing around your money. Because that is not true. You probably don't have a lead problem, right? That belief means you need healing around your money, right? But the way that you need to heal your money is the same way that you heal your body, right? So when I was doing a lot of healing work around my, like, physical healing work, obviously I did the emotional work, the, you know, healing my trauma from 20 years ago. That's definitely a part of it, which is also a part of healing your money stuff, right? Healing Leona's stories, like her past, right? Oh, that's a lot. So you have to go back and do the healing work for that. But then you have to do the physical healing work, right? And what is that physical healing work? That physical healing work is doing the rehab exercises. So in the gym, I was doing like the back with a back, working with the bands and doing the back exercises, doing the leg exercises, you know, doing the work that you didn't really want to do, right? Going and not working out in the gym, but doing those rehab exercises, which is basically applying your money mindset things to your business, right? So again, we have to go back and heal the money stories, which I'm sure all of you have done some work on your money stories. That's why you got, Leona knew her money story right away. It's, you probably know your money story. You know why you're stuck. But you know what? You're still stuck. You're still here. You're still in this area where you're like, oh, I know I should be here. I know I, like, Elena, you're a healer. I know that you've been in business for at least a year. You 100% should be making 20K months. Unless your soul is saying something different, but like that is totally possible for you, okay? And I'm not saying you're wrong if you're not making that money, but what I'm saying is money is abundant. I know that society and the news loves to scare the shit out of us and tell us, oh, everything's going to hell. Money is abundant. And when you're an entrepreneur, there are so many ways to make money so easily. Right? Okay. Elena, she says right. Yeah. So you know that you're supposed to be here. Everyone in here, everywhere, wherever you are, right? Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everyone in here knows that they're supposed to be here. Not in, like, the world thinks that you should be here and this is what you should be doing, but your soul is telling you that this is not only possible, but this is what is what you're supposed to be doing. This is what your soul is calling you to, right? This number. I like to say 50K, right? And if you haven't hit 20K yet, then, you know, if 20K feels like a better number for you, that's totally fine too. Whatever number feels right for you. But every single person in here knows that you should be making this number. And the reason that you're not is these beliefs right here, these thoughts. And they're logical thoughts, right? They're logical. I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough offers. I don't know what to offer. I don't know how to start. Like, all these logical reasons. But these reasons, I guarantee you, are not real. And you know they feel real, right? Like your chronic pain, your chronic fatigue, your procrastination, right? Those feel real. But behind all of that, like, I guarantee you, if I took away that excuse, if I was like, oh, you need leads, here you go, you would come up with another reason why you're not, why you can't be here, right? And all behind all these logical reasons is fear and not being healed around your money stuff, okay? Now, what happens is if we start healing this stuff, all your fear, all your money stories, all the reason, all of the stuff that happened to you in the past. And I don't mean like, let's go dig through the mud, right? Definitely not. There's easier ways to do that, right? Healing video. Go get it. Right? So we start working on your healing and your money story and really fixing this. These reasons, all these very valid, very logical reasons. Yes, you need leads, you need an offer, you need, you know, better marketing, blah, blah, blah. You need to do Facebook ads, you don't know how to start. All of these logical reasons start to disappear. Literally start to disappear. Because now you see that you were always capable of 50K months. That was always available to you. Who's getting this? Is this making sense? Right? Put a 4.
Is this making sense? Is that right?
Okay, Google, stop. Put a 4 in the comments. Put a 4 in the comments. If this is exciting. So what happens with a lot of my clients? They're making 10K. They're making 5K months, right? Which is good, decent. Fear of failure and fear of being different, because being different always made me uncomfortable. Yes, yes. So my clients, they start with me 4. Okay, thank you. They 4. Okay. They start with me. They're making 5, 10K months. Maybe they're not even... They're not even making anything, right? But typically, they're making 5, 10K months, right? And we start to work out some of this, like the details, the healing stuff. Very specific protocols, right? Very specific things that we're shifting through, right? And then they go from 10K months to 50K months in 30 days or less. And this happens over and over and over again. So the difference, right? Because then you're like, okay, I'm just going to go buy all the books on healing. I'm going to do all the healing work. I'm going to do the video. I'm going to do all this. I'm going to do all that, right? So the difference from the person who goes on this healing journey and the person that actually makes that shift within 30 days is knowing what to heal, how to heal. So, recently, you might have seen a post from me on Facebook saying I have a UTI, right? And I got probably 70 answers of what to do. Now, I have a choice, right? I can go and buy 70 different products, do all the things, right, and go on this healing journey that will exhaust the shit out of me, or I can do what I did, and I can hire a functional medicine doctor and get a very specific protocol, order those 3 supplements, and get cured right away. Do you guys see the difference? You guys have already been on your healing journey. You guys already know your story. You guys already know where you're stuck in your business. Right? You already know what's blocking you, but you don't know the specific protocol. Elena, I love you. You don't know the specific protocol that will get you to here. So that all of these things are irrelevant. Someone told me the other day, oh yeah, I have to learn all the tech like you do. And I'm like, God, no. No, that's not the problem at all. It's definitely not the problem. We start off thinking that's the problem. Let's see. So everything that you're getting, everything in your life and in your business, as far as if you're focused on money, everything that you're getting as far as like reasons that you can't get to hear are all signs that are pointing you to hear, to your soul, to your message, to healing your soul, to aligning with your soul. All of these things are messages, right? So your anxiety is a message. Your depression is a message. Your procrastination is a message. Your UTI is a message. The pain in your body is a message. The fact that you can't go to sleep at night is a message. All of these are messages from your soul saying that something needs to shift. And what that is for you just depends on you and your unique situation, because it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody. Okay, so what questions do you have? What questions do you have? What do you want that you, like, what do you want to make? What do you want that you're not getting? Where are you stuck? What questions do you have? I know there's a lot of questions that I'm asking. Any of those answers will be fine. Any of those questions, whatever you got. How do I shift? Okay. Like I said, it's different for everybody, and you already know that. So, the first thing that you need to do to create 50K, okay, the first thing that you need to do is decide, like fully decide that this is what you want. I don't know where you are at right now. If you want to type that in, you can do that. But you have to decide to fully back yourself. And what that means is that you have to back yourself no matter what. That means you have to do the healing work. You have to do the rehab. You have to raise your prices. You have to invest in yourself. You have to, whatever your soul tells you you need to do, you need to start listening to your soul. Like if your soul is telling, I don't know if this is true, okay? I'm just using this. If your soul is like, Nicole is right, I've been following for her for a year, I need to hire her, I haven't hired her, I knew I needed to hire her 6 months ago, and look, I'm still stuck, damn it. You weren't listening to your soul, right? You need to start listening to your soul. What is it that you know that you need to do? And it was probably a lot of little things. Commit to one vision. There's no answer. There's no one answer that I can give you that will actually, like, because it really does come down to you removing your money blocks, you deciding. I don't know, like, how your business is structured, but you got to make sure that this is structured correctly, you know? And I know you've been in my accelerator, right, which is the other money course that I do, which is more about strategy, right? But are you implementing those things? Are you selling high ticket, right? And if you're not selling high ticket, then it probably means you have money blocks, right? Not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, not knowing if you're going to find someone to buy, you know, like all of those are money blocks. So the first thing you have to do is decide. So for example, I decided that I am doing my fourth bodybuilding competition on July 31st of this year. I decided, right? Then what did I do? I went out and went grocery shopping, right? I'm researching coaches because my coach retired. I'm doing the work. I'm going to the gym. Like, I'm backing myself. Basically, decide and then back yourself. And then back yourself until you get it. Be relentless. Like, I am going to get this. Right? I will get this. And just go after it and keep going after it until it appears. Like, don't stop. But you have to have that kind of endurance and that kind of mentality. Because it doesn't, overnight success does not happen. Like, my overnight success for, I posted this on, I think on my Facebook stories, but my overnight success was 20 years of bodybuilding in the gym before I ever stepped on stage. So, I know 100% Elena, if you're a healer, and we've talked before, you should be making 20K, if not 50K months, right? 100%. So are you willing to have overnight success that takes however long it takes? How can I convince others that I'm worth 75K per year when I feel like I'm not? I know I'm worth it and deserve it, but always fail at convincing others. It's never about convincing others. I know my skills, so yes. Yeah, you're good. You have results, Elena. You're good at what you do. You 100% need to have a high ticket. So it's never about convincing others. If you're thinking it's about, if you're thinking that your problem is outside of yourself, okay? I don't have buyers, no one's going to afford me, I need to convince other people. If you're thinking that your problem is outside of yourself, then that is called a victim mentality, right? I don't have enough money, victim. I don't have enough time. Victim. Okay, you guys are not going to want to hear what I'm saying right now, so sorry. Right? This is a victim mentality, thinking that you don't have the power to get what you want. Every single one of you came on here knowing that your soul, Elena, your soul is telling you you're supposed to be at 50K months. Right? Leona, your soul is telling you you're supposed to be making 75K a year. Right? All these reasons you're not, I have to convince others. That's not true. It's a soul problem. It's a soul problem. So you have to feel like you are worth that. Which, we're going to work more. I mean, that's what the boot camp, the Ultimate Manifesting Boot Camp is all about. It's about listening to your soul. But yeah, quit trying to convince others. A subconscious problem. Yeah. Elena, are you committed to going after 50K months no matter what? And Elena, if you're not at 20K months yet, I would commit to that first, because 50K is kind of a scary number if you're not already making 20K, right? So commit to 20K, and then when 50K doesn't feel scary, then commit to 50K. But yeah, Leona, quit trying to convince other people. Start working on your own self-worth. One little thing that I would start doing is saying yes to myself no matter what. Yeah. Yeah, if you have a heart, if you're scared of 75K, if you're scared of 50K, if you're scared of this number, you're not going to get it. Right? You're not going to get it. It has to be something that's not scary. And you can sit with 50K and you can work and talk and, you know, work through this fear. Right? But it's easier to say, oh, okay, let's just go to 20K, work through that, make it seem believable in my head, and then go to 50K. You don't actually have to go to 20K. To go to 50K. I mean, you could spend today working on it to go to 20K in your head and then feeling good about it by the end of the day and work on it in your head to go to 50K. But it just depends on how much resistance you have. And if you have, it doesn't matter if you deserve it. Okay? Of course you deserve it. All right, you deserve way more than 50K, right? That doesn't matter. You have to believe that it's possible, see that it's possible, feel that it's possible. Elena, you've been in my 3-day accelerator where I talk about high ticket and then doing a course. In that accelerator, you see how possible 50K is, right? But there's still some healing that you need to work through to really feel like it's possible for you. And that's the problem. A lot of times we, like Leona and Elena, I'm going to use you guys. A lot of times we see that someone exactly like us, right? It's possible for her. Because blah, 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 even though they're like exactly like us. But it's not possible for me because I'm a procrastinator. right? So you have to see that it's possible, then you have to see that it's possible for you. And every single one of you, I promise you, you are not a procrastinator. Stop telling yourself that lie. The reason you're procrastinating is because of your soul is sending you a message. It's a message from your soul. And I don't know what that is. But, I mean, that's something that I work with on my clients to go deeper, right? You're right. I loathe the idea of being a victim because I'm a survivor, DV, but the victim mindset goes beyond actual abuse, and that makes sense. Yeah, it's believing that you can't, for any reason, that you can't do what you want to do, that you can't have what you want to have because of blah, 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 blah. Because of time, because of money. And that is always going to make sense. It's always going to make sense. But I guarantee you that you're going to have more time and money if you do that thing. If you go higher, if you charge more. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And like, I still see that victim mindset in me, you know, that I constantly, I mean, it's not so much now. But you know, it's like yesterday I was so annoyed with this UTI. I mean, I don't have any pain from the UTI, but I just know it's there. And it's just like a fly that's bothering me. And I'm just like, ugh, I'm fucking done with this shit, right? And you just get to the point where you feel like this thing is happening to you. And you're like, why are you annoying me? Why? Why? And then, you know, like Elena, like especially if you're running your own business. And obviously for corporate too. But you're thinking that you can't because, you know, you got to find clients that can afford you. You can figure out how to make your, I'm like, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. 100% this is possible for you. You just, we don't see the path. We see these problems here. We don't see that we need to heal. We don't see how healing can actually fix these problems. But I've seen it over and over with myself. Like, when I first started, one of the first things I did was teach people how to get clients, how to get leads, and I was so good at it. I was like, this is so easy. I'm getting all these leads, and I've taught people, and I've taught people high-end packages, which at the time was $3,000, right? Now I teach people how to do their $20,000 offers, right? But I was teaching people how to do these high-end offers. God, I feel so old. And then, you know, a few years passed. I started teaching relationships and money mindset. And I stopped teaching lead generation and really, you know, like beginner coaching and strategy. And I started teaching like mindset stuff and relationship stuff. And then And then there came a point where, for a period of time, I had this like trauma in my business, a little bit of trauma, and there was a period of time where I literally forgot how to get leads, and I was like, I don't know how to get leads, I don't know how to find people, where are my people? I used to teach this stuff. My point, and then one day I woke up because I did some healing work, and I woke up and I was like, oh, I always knew how to get leads. It was a fucking bullshit lie. And sorry, I'm cussing more than usual. But what happens is your fear does not want to be discovered. Like, you think you know what your fear is. I guarantee you, you'd be so surprised if you knew what your real fear was, right? You know you have a worthiness issue, but what does that really mean? If you knew that you were so afraid of being successful, like this is a common one, you're so afraid of being successful because your partner might leave you. If you knew that was your real fear, that would scare the shit out of you, you know? If you knew what your real fear was. So your real fear, cuss away. Your real fear does not want to be seen. So it says, oh, you're not afraid of anything. When I first started my business, I didn't think I was afraid of anything. It says, you're not afraid of anything. Your problem is leads. Your problem is no one can afford that, which is such a lie. It's such a lie. You guys know it's a lie, or you wouldn't follow me. You wouldn't be trying to raise your prices if you knew it wasn't a lie, right? So, cussing doesn't bother me. Good. I try to keep it kind of like in the middle because I'm on so many lives and I don't want to get put in Facebook jail or anything. So you guys know that the shit that you're telling yourself is a lie, right? But you're like, no. I promise you, I'm having a lead problem. It's not a lead problem. It's not a lead problem. It's a money mindset problem. And it's not that you're not focused on 20K months. It's deeper. It's like actual stuff that's like, it would just surprise you. I promise you, you don't know. Like, me having chronic fatigue. Real problem, right? Real problem. You having the lead generation problem. Real problem. Legit, right? No one can deny that. But how silly would you feel if that was not a real problem and it was really that you were scared that if you were successful, no one would want to be with you. Like, you wouldn't find your soulmate. Right? Or your soulmate would leave you. Like, that would be crazy. But that's what happens. Like, those are our real fears. Being alone. Right? Does anyone get it? I just got a download right there. Like, oh. That hit me hard, right? Did anyone feel that? Your real fear is not being loved. Right? And again, I'm doing it. It's a very, blanket, generic, like worthiness. Like, what does that mean? But that's what it comes down to. Right? If people see that you're making money, will you be left? Right? So, digging through this makes all of this go away. And this is why I teach mindset and manifestation. Because it's so much easier than chasing after, like, okay, I gotta go learn TikTok. I gotta learn this technology. I gotta learn this. Once you fix this, all of this goes away. You don't have to learn all this fucking technology. Like, it's like, you can learn how to fix this problem in 2 seconds. Guaranteed. It's not your real problem. And I help my clients through it. Like, you know, like I had a multi-million dollar business owner, right? Very successful, right? And we had this whole he's like, okay, tell me. I have a productivity issue. I need to be more productive. What do I need to do? And then I talked to him. I was like, okay, this is what you need to do. It was 5 minutes. And I was like, do you want to talk about the real problem? It was all this relationship stuff that was going on in his relationship. That was his real problem. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's definitely the real problem. That's That's why I'm not productive. You guys, are you guys starting to see it? Because I want you guys to really grasp why I left multiple six figures to go and be homeless. I want you guys to really grasp that you guys are choosing to go and be homeless by not being here. You guys know that your soul is telling you this is where you belong. That's a better way of saying that. This is where you belong. You belong at 20K months. You belong at 75K per year. You belong here. I want you guys to start typing that in. I belong. I belong. I belong. You guys belong here. This is what your soul is telling you. This is a knowingness from inside of you. Now, you've got to decide, are you going to choose that? Type in I belong. I want you guys to really know and own this. Are you going to choose this? Because part of self-love, the most important part of self-love, I belong, is backing yourself. And that is the hardest part of self-love. A lot of people think that self-love is just healing and baths and blah, 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 blah. Like, no. Self-love is saying, I know I belong here. I know I belong with my soulmate. I know I belong in the 20K month club, 50K month club. I belong here. And I'm going to back myself. That's self-love. Your soul wants your soulmate. Your soul wants your soulmate client. Your soul wants money. Not because the end goal. Here's a spoiler alert. Your soul does not want money for the end goal. Your soul wants money because your soul knows that it's going to lead you on this journey of healing and forgiveness, and that when you get to 20K months, when you get to 50K months, when you get to your soulmate, and even after, you gotta keep going. Journey never ends, honestly. But when you get here, then that's going to, you've already done so much healing work there, you know? You're going to have a deeper relationship with your soul. So your soul desires a relationship with you. And going on this journey, conspiring with your soul on how to get there, is going to give you that deeper relationship. It's going to give you that soulmate love with yourself. Like, how deep is this? Y'all, how deep is this? Serious. I don't know if I have anything else to say for the next 2 days. Right? You guys belong here. Your soul is calling out. And every time you have anxiety, depression, what else? Procrastination, body pain, chronic fatigue, UTIs, your soul is sending you a message that something needs to shift. Something needs to shift because you need to be here. You need to be here. Wherever here is. It's not here, it's here. Right? Okay. All right. So, this was a lot. Okay. That is it for today. But if you need the healing video, send me a DM, healing. Also, I have an offer that I am opening up that I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. Okay? I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow. You guys have to be on tomorrow. Okay? I have no idea what I'm going to say tomorrow because today was so big. But we'll figure it out. But I have an offer that I'm going to put out tomorrow. The Ultimate Manifesting Bootcamp has already started. First call tonight. So I will see you guys tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Love you guys so much. Bye. Mwah. Oh my God, all these buttons.